a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news. Here's our host, Boyd Matheson, on KSL News Radio.
Well, there's a lot of circumstances that can cause us to become disconnected. And I always say that when you feel disconnected from something, whether it's someone, a person, a family member, a relationship, or just some closure for a portion of your life, when you're disconnected, it's always disconcerting. And causes you to be just a little bit off balance, feel a little incomplete. And there's all kinds of things that can cause that, whether it's children separated at birth that actually don't know each other, whether it's a connection to, a family member, a friend, someone who made a difference. All of these different things happen in our lives. And our next guest is someone who is known as The Locator. Troy Dunn is actually the founder of the Locator Foundation. He is known as The Locator. Some of you will recognize him from his TV program that has done this for almost 30 years now, and that is to reconnect those relationships, those things where people somehow get disconnected in life. It brings closure. It brings such joy and happiness. So it's great to have Troy Dunn on the program, and Troy's just one of the great human beings on the planet. He is a force of nature, and Troy, welcome to Inside Sources.
Thank you, Boyd Matheson. I have to say, this is exciting. You're my, I want to say, I don't want to say the only reason, but you're the main reason that I listen to KSL. I feel like you are America's voice of reason. Really cool to be here with you.
Well, let's get into the Locator Foundation. Give us a sense from this, from those who haven't tracked you and followed you on TV, give us a sense of the Locator Foundation, the project, what it is that you're actually doing.
Yeah, so for the last 30 years, this will separate out your listeners from young and old, but for the last 30 years, I've been granting wishes, reuniting families on national television, going all the way back to the early 90s with the Sally Jesse Raphael and Montel Williams, those sort of shows, all the way up to Oprah and Dr. Phil and a few of my own shows. And that has blessed us with the opportunity to do that for about 40,000 families. Somewhere in there, the company that I created that helped us create all of these reunions was acquired by Ancestry.com. And after that, it was just out reuniting families on television, granting wishes for folks.
Yeah.
The challenge that I'm trying to overcome is those TV shows continue to air every day somewhere in the world, and now they're on all these streaming platforms. You can watch them on Amazon Prime and I think in June on Netflix. And it's exciting that our work continues to go forward. But every time somebody watches an episode, they go get on the internet to find me or our team to say, hey, there's somebody I'm desperately trying to find. And we haven't been in that business for years, but we do it as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So we set up the Locator Foundation, which is at thelocator.org. And that's where people are finding us and asking for these wish requests. And as I'm sure, Boyd, you probably know this better than I do because you're so tuned into what's going on in the world. The nonprofit sector has taken a hard hit after COVID, and it's been very slow to recover.
Yeah.
And the last I checked about an hour and a half ago, we have 3,100 unfulfilled wishes from families who are desperately seeking a family member.
Yeah.
And sadly, a high percentage of those are dying wishes, as we categorize them. So time is of the essence. So it's difficult, to be honest with you, to look every day at that list and see, you know. I mean, there's some, we're still granting wishes, and it's always beautiful for the ones we can help. But, yeah, we're on a journey to find somebody that will empower us to reunite more families.
Yeah, I love that. And of all those family stories, you always say you can't find peace until you find all the pieces. And that's part of
that's
the
right.
job is locate where do you, whether you're trying to find a loved one, a child, a cousin, whatever it may be. You've also done some really interesting, fascinating stuff where you have connected, you know, a daughter to someone with this person who killed her father to, so that there could be peace and forgiveness. And so all of these connections are so deep. Why is that closure? Why is that reconnection so important? Why is that such a human thing?
Yeah. Wow. Boy, talking to you is like talking to Barbara Walters. That is a really great question. I don't know if I know the answer to that. You spoke my favorite line, which is that you cannot find peace until you find all the pieces. Mm. And I think that we live in a world that is moving so fast. And we live in a world now where it's 24/7 and we're continuously being engaged and re-engaged and distracted and attracted. And I think we lose track. We lose track of who's important, what's important, when it's important. And it's been my experience anyway for the last 30 years that as people approach either kind of a crossroads in their life or they are starting to age to a point where the reality of their own mortality is starting to settle in.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All of a sudden, I think it's almost organic, we begin to see more clear and we all of a sudden realize what is most important, or I guess I should say who is most important.
Yeah.
And that's when they come running to us.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful experience. I mean, there's a lot of pressure involved because everybody comes a day late.
Right.
But it is really, it continually renews my faith in mankind as I do see that even in this crazy world we live in, that there is nothing that really ultimately keeps us from the people we love. It just takes sometimes a while to get to that point.
Yeah.
And then when people get to that point and they realize I haven't seen her or him in 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. So I enjoy it. I enjoy it because it feels like living family history.
Mm.
It feels like we're doing family history, but we're connecting people while they're still living.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting.
I love that. And is, you know, everyone wants to be part of a story. And all of those connections, when you put those pieces back into place and suddenly people say, oh, wow, well, that's why I'm that way. Or, wow, I could have, that's maybe how I got that trait or that tendency or that kind of passion. And so connecting that to story, again, especially for these folks who are maybe later in life and their story still feels a little incomplete. They don't have that piece or that, hey, I am part of it. Just real quickly, Troy, give us one of these experiences where, again, it's got to be just extraordinary when you get those people in the room together being reunited, reconnected.
Yeah.
How about a surprise moment where, you know, maybe just the emotion was really raw or something that was just kind of one of those wow moments in that reconnecting process?
Gosh, there's so many that, you know, I mean, we've done these for adoptees. We've done these for identical twins who didn't know they had a living twin. You know, to me, the ones that are life or death are the ones that I look back on and remember. Can I tell you a short, fast story about one of them?
Yeah.
So this family had adopted a little girl. She was 11 years old. They were driving in the car on a vacation. And like children used to do, she was laid in the back seat, no seatbelt, sleeping. The car rolled several times in a terrible accident. She was severely injured. They ended up in a hospital. the parents confided in the doctors that they were her adoptive parents, not her biological. And then the hospital told her that she needs a biological donor. And we were called on an emergency line that we keep stashed away. We located the birth mother, woke her up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
She whispered and said, "I've never told my husband. This happened before we were married." I say, "That's okay. You can hang up. You can just say this is a wrong number. But before you hang up, I need you to know your little girl's been in an accident and she needs you." And she said, "This is as good a time as any to tell him." She rolls over. She wakes her husband. I'm hearing this whole thing on the phone. And I hear her explain to him quickly that something had occurred before they were married that she'd never shared with him, and that there was a child out there that she had relinquished for adoption. And he said one sentence. He said, "Go to her." Mm. And we flew her down on a private jet that somebody had loaned us to get her to the hospital. She met the woman that had adopted her baby. They embraced for the first time ever. The little girl had already been prepped for the procedure. They did the procedure. They moved the birth mother to the other end of the hospital for 3 days of recovery and then flew her home. Mm. And Boyd, to this day, that little girl has no idea that while she slept, her birth mother flew in and saved her life.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a wow moment. We always end this show by saying, see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference. That's what's happening. And, Troy, we're so grateful to have you on the show today. It's the Locator Foundation, thelocator.org. Is where you can go and check that out and be part of that. Be part of that process. It's an incredible endeavor. It's a great one to be a part of. And as Troy just described, it changes lives, literally saves lives in that instance. Troy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Boyd.
All right. Again, that's Troy Dunn from the Locator Foundation. Thelocator.org is where you can go check that out. And those are important connections. We're all part of a story. And let's make sure we can have peace by finding all of those pieces. All right, we'll step aside for one last commercial break. Come back some final thoughts on a Friday on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.